I'm Chris Steeples for WUIS. In August, Governor Bruce Rauner announced that October would be Oak Awareness Month, or Oaktober for short. Oaks are a declining population. That's what Charles Cannon, director of Morton Arboretum's Center for Tree Science, told me when we talked recently. I'm getting the sense that Illinois' oak trees are an aging population. Are they not reproducing at historically ordinary rates?
In a way, it's not necessarily a question of reproduction. I mean, that's talking about production of seed, for example, or nuts. And those trees are producing nuts. I mean, the trees that are there, it's actually the amount of forest. It was originally converted during the settlement period. And so a lot of area was converted to agriculture, settlement, and for firewood. And, you know, they cut down a lot of forest. Those remaining trees are actually probably reproducing, but it's the regeneration phase. And so there's a critical phase from the nut to the small tree as it's replacing the older generation. And so your phrase of aging population is a very accurate one. They are getting older, and that's the concern. We see large oak trees, large mature oak trees in these forest patches and things, and we have a really hard time finding seedlings and things and saplings. And so I've gone out in forest patches around the area, and you look for an oak seedling, it's very difficult to find one. There'll be lots of oak trees, but not many seedlings.
Are Illinois' oak trees being overexploited for use in paper and wood-related industries?
Not so much. I mean, that is not really happening. It's not that question of being overexploited. So actually, reforestation is occurring, and that's kind of the concern. As we watch the areas reforest, it's not returning to the oak forests that were there before. So it's actually returning to a different kind of forest. So as we watch this process occur, the forest that was there prior to settlement is not returning in the areas as we would expect. It's being replaced by other species, kind of weedier species, species that obviously respond to that open environment that was created much more strongly. And so, again, that kind of regeneration of the forest is not occurring.
Are they being blighted by invasive plant, animal, or insect species?
There are certainly things happening. And as I said, they are existing mainly in small fragments of forest. And so they are in some ways more vulnerable. There are invasive plants in the understory. So buckthorn, honeysuckle. There are woody plants that come in into these kind of open forests and forest fragments and things that can invade and become completely solid in the understory. And so it's very, very difficult for an oak seedling to grow through that massive invasive shrub. That is a factor. There is herbivory occurring, you know, so deer populations are quite large, and we do need to manage them because they have an impact on forest and forest regeneration. And so the deer and squirrel populations, they definitely have a direct effect on those oak forests because they're eating either the small plants or they're eating the nuts. And so the fragments are a little bit more vulnerable. You know, it's a smaller population size. There's just a few trees there. They produce a certain amount of nuts. And maybe all of those nuts can be eaten by the squirrels. The seedlings in the same way with deer. So herbivory is certainly a concern. And then we do have diseases. We don't have anything like the emerald ash borer. You know, certainly nothing like that can kill adults. And the other things I talked about mainly affect that seedling stage. So there's a lot of factors that go into this question, and it's not an easy one to answer, and it's not easy to come up with a management policy that can take all of this in. It's just we need to be observant. We need to kind of, you know, stay abreast of what is happening in those forests and continue to monitor them and see how they are changing through time.
I'm Chris Steeples for WUIS. Read more at WUIS.org.